Cuomo turned to the man who beat his father in the 1994 governor's race, George Pataki, to co-chair the commission. Pataki, a Republican, defeated Mario Cuomo on a platform that included tax cuts. Pataki, who says the state spends too much and costs too much, says he's happy to serve on the commission, but at first thought a mistake had been made.
I have to confess, when I got the call from Governor Cuomo, I wasn't sure he had dialed the right number.
Cuomo praised Pataki, saying he was the right person for the job.
We gave it to the best people imaginable, the best experts you could find, representing different political parties, different political perspectives.
The announcement made in Westchester County comes on the same week that Cuomo's job performance reached below 50% for the first time since he's taken office. A Siena poll found Cuomo with a 49% popularity rating, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
It is the weakest job performance he's had since he's been governor. Right now, 49% of voters say he's doing an excellent or good job as governor, compared to 50% who say he's doing only a fair or poor job.
Most politicians consider a rating below 50% to be troublesome when facing re-election, although so far Cuomo has no announced opponent for the 2014 governor's race. The inclusion of Pataki, who remains popular, could help the governor win back upstate and more conservative voters who have turned against Cuomo in recent months. The other co-chair of the tax commission is a popular figure in New York City, former state controller Carl McCall. McCall would likely have defeated Andrew Cuomo in the 2002 governor's race. McCall was leading in the polls when Cuomo dropped out of the Democratic primary 1 week before voting day. McCall, reading from a prepared text, praised Governor Cuomo, saying the state is in the best financial shape he's seen in years.
Under Governor Cuomo's leadership, New York has managed to turn the tide on its economic situation.
Cuomo compared his choosing of a bipartisan tax-cutting commission to the gridlock in Washington, where the government has been shut down since Tuesday. Cuomo says in New York, during his term in office, the state has had the exact opposite experience.
And when you have people who choose to argue rather than finding ways to come to a compromise, situation like Washington, everybody loses. Everybody loses because literally you just don't move forward.
Neither Cuomo, McCall, nor Pataki answered reporters' questions afterward. Cuomo's tax commission was praised by business groups, as well as the leader of the state's Republican Party, who said it was about time. Progressive groups, however, say they find the announcement odd, and they say the appointment of former Governor Pataki flies in the face of a desire for a progressive tax policy. The announcement can be seen as the beginning of Governor Cuomo's 2014 re-election campaign. The governor says tax cuts will be the centerpiece of his agenda for the next year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.